Hello, it's Darren Stone here on Wednesday, 18th September 2013. I'm interviewing my father, Vernon Stone, today. Just starting the interview now. So, Vernon, you were born in March 38.
Correct.
Where were you living then, and what were your earliest memories?
We lived in Butcher's Yard in Newton Hill. Lived there most of my life. Not too many memories of the war. I can remember the mosquito coming over when it was on fire and then crashed at Tilty. Other memories of the American servicemen, we used to see those around.
Well, the pub.
Yeah, the pub and various places. If you were very lucky, you used to get some chewing gum.
Did you ever go to the parties or anything they did?
Never went to any of the parties. Missed out on that. School days, towards the end of the war, our Mrs. Langman was the headmistress. There was three teachers, Mrs. Langman, Miss Scales and Mrs. Atkinson.
Just three?
Three.
How many kids were there?
Not sure how many children was there. Start of the war, in the war, I was in the infants class with Miss Scales. I mean, when there was air raid warnings, the infants used to go into the corridor. There was a corridor from front to back of the school, and we had to go in a corridor. There was an air raid warning. The older children used to go into the... there was a big air raid shelter where the kitchen is nowadays, where the school kitchen is. The older people used to go in there, but infants only got into the corridor between front and back of the school. I'm not sure why.
Where was the siren then? How did you know there was an air raid on?
I have no idea how we got to know, whether we could hear the siren or... I don't know, but I remember that's what used to happen when there was an air raid warning anyway.
Now, you're living in Butcher's Yard. Did you have any evacuees?
We had one girl for a short period. I think her name was Barbara.
In London, I suppose.
Not sure where she came from.
You don't remember any more in the village?
There must have been. I think there was people living in the village which must have been from possibly from bombed out areas or... were evacuated down to the village. I think the Harrisons may have come from London. There was some other people around which must have been evacuees or evacuated out of the bombed out areas.
Well, Dune Hill must have been much smaller in those days.
Well, much smaller. There was no Abbey View or anything like that. It was just the old area of Dune Hill, if you like to call it that. We had two pubs in. There was the Horseshoes and the Rising Sun. Village Stores, which was owned by Herbert Mann, where most people used to do the shopping, and then you had deliveries of various other bits and pieces to the village. The co-op used to deliver groceries. There was two, if not three, bakers used to serve the village. There was Wilson's, Foster's from Thaxted, possibly others.
Not better than what you get today, then?
Well, more, anyway. I can remember in the early days, milk was delivered by Jack Pickford from Little Cambridge. He used to farm at Little Cambridge. He used to deliver milk with his... horse and cart.
Is that where they used to store in the pub, or was that later?
No, that came later when Ernie Northwood had dairy down there, but this was quite early on. There was also Wolves's had cows, dairy herd, and they used to bring the milk down to the bottom of the Wolves's chase in the old metal milk churns. They used to be collected every day. The old fashioned milk churns, they used to be brought down to the bottom of the chase and was collected.
I'm going to ask you about the mosquito crash, because that's what I'm interested in. So, it was 5th of February 1944.
All I remember, I was in the garden with my father, and we saw this plane coming over. It was on fire, and then it obviously crashed up at Tilty. And I remember my father taking me up to Tilty, and we saw all the foam and water coming down the Tilty Road. So we weren't allowed to get too close. I don't remember getting close up to where the actual crash was, whether we weren't allowed.
So the Americans were there already from Eastern Lodge?
I assume there was. I must say we never got really close. Whether he didn't take me up that far or whether we weren't allowed, I can't remember. I remember we went up about as far as the drive into the church. That was about as far as we got, and there was all the foam and water coming down the road.
So you were in the garden at Butcher's Yard?
Yeah, in Butcher's Yard.
And it came from what direction then?
Coming east to west, basically, you know, as near as you can tell.
So was it flying fairly straight or spinning down out of control?
As I remember, it sort of going reasonably straight. I remember seeing it was on fire.
You don't remember seeing the parachute come out?
No, didn't see that at all.
So you were saying about also, well, there was, remember about there was a couple of bombs fell down by the bridge at Dutton Hill?
Yeah, I can remember the craters. They were on the strip of land between the river and the road up to Cherry Street.
Quite near the bridge?
A little bit further up towards, you know, towards Cherry Street. There's two craters there. I'm sure there was two, but I don't remember the bombs actually falling.
Craters were there for some time?
Yeah.
Do you just remember about gliders being towed over in the
aircraft? I remember D-Day. Well, I remember seeing, you know, lots of gliders going over. I remember seeing them anyway. What else was I remember Tilty Mill. I remember seeing that working. I remember seeing it on the go, whether that was during the war or later on, I'm not sure. But Sundays, we used to attend Sunday school.
Oh, was that in the building by the church?
No, it's actually in the church. We hold it in the church with Reverend Cuthbertson. I think one of the attractions was we used to be allowed to play croquet on the lawn after the Sunday school. I think that's one of the attractions.
That's the only reason you went, is it?
Also, during harvest festivals and things like that, I remember pumping the organ, the old pump organ. I used to pump the organ.
So did you have any buses or anything like that?
Yeah, in the village, it was used to the old Viceroy buses. They used to do the bus service. The old Viceroy buses used to come through and used to take us to Dunmo or Thaxton. After the war, I remember at some VE day, there was a huge bonfire built in the meadow in front of the Horseshoes pub, and that was sort of a celebration for the VE day.
That was the place where they used to have the fairs, you said, didn't they?
Yeah, that must have been after the war. We for several years, there was a fun fair used to come to Newton Hill. Not very big. There used to be chair aeroplanes, swing boats, and various stalls, sideshows. They came for several years. One year we had a circus. I don't think it was very big, no animals, nothing like that. But there was certainly a circus came one year after. When it was, I'm not sure. It was after the war anyway.
So where was Grandad working then during the war? Do you remember that?
During the war he was a stoker at Dunmo Brewery.
The Stones have got a long history of steam work, haven't they?
Oh yeah, grandfather and all the family were into steam engines, steam traction engines. And then when father married, he came to live in Dewton Hill. During the war he was stoker at the Dunmo Brewery. Used to go into Dunmo with mother sometimes, and we used to call in and see him in the brewery in the big boiler house.
The brewery was opposite the doctor's pond.
Opposite the doctor's pond, yeah. I remember going up into the brewery and seeing the big vats, the beer being brewed.
Nan was a Rolf.
A Rolf, yeah. And
hundreds of Rolf around the Tilting Hill area.
A large family. One of her brothers was John Rolf, who went to blacksmiths in Milling Green.
I remember going up there,
yeah. Used to pump the bellows to the big fire when he was working in the blacksmith shop.
Lots of horses to shoe in those days.
Yeah, I suppose he was. I can't remember what he was actually doing, whether he had the horses there at the time, but I remember pumping the bellows to get the car to go. So he must have been actually working at the time.
I'm sure I remember going up there when I was young, going up there with Nan. He must have been getting on a bit then.
Yeah, I don't know if he was doing much then in those days.